If you hear this opening track, you know it's the Cure to Catastrophe on RadioValencia.fm.
Come on, here we go again, motherfucker, yeah. Come on down and see the idiot right here, too fucked to beg and not afraid to care. What's the matter with calamity anyway? Right, get the fuck out of my face. Understand, I can't feel anything. It isn't like I want to sift through the decay. I feel like a wound, like I got a fucking gun against my head. You live when I'm dead. People equal shit. People equal shit. People equal shit. Come on.
You're listening to The Cure to Catastrophe with Maldoror and me, Shay from the Bay. Oh, wait, hold on a second. Here's Maldoror's favorite part.
Satan, one more time, motherfucker.
Hey, welcome back to another program of The Curated Catastrophe here on RadioValencia.fm. Got to turn myself up in the cans, turn myself up in the headphones. Where am I? All right. Hey, welcome to the Curated Catastrophe. We're off to a typical start. Shay is on assignment this week, so you're stuck with little old me. I'm super pissed off about the state of the world, but I'm trying to not do a super pissed off show. As such, I've stolen a theme from one of my other fellow shows here. Saturdays 2 to 4, ES Beats did a show last week where the theme... This is all a lie. Because of our wonderful public transit system here in the city, I am late arriving for my shift. So I'm going to leave last week's running for a second while I get set up. But I am here and we'll be starting in about 5 minutes. May as well listen to last week's show in the meantime.
Bands and songs related to the letter E. So off we go, shall we?
And away we go!
To the letter of the day, clap, clap. What's the letter, clap, clap? What's the letter, clap, 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 clap? What's the letter of the day?
have kids. What does Uncle Sam say we do when you see an immigrant picking strawberries or mowing a lawn?
We call the feds.
That's right. We call the feds. Because that's the way Jesus Christ would have walked.
Yeah.
Big ass gun and a big ass beer. On my walk got a big ass deer. On my walk got a big ass buck. And I front got a big ass truck. In the yard I just shot a big ass boar. Might have a whole six pack by four. Send all the immigrants right back home. That's the American way, I know. That's the American way, my dude. I think Jesus Christ would approve. Let's put billionaires in the office we didn't vote for. They're so cool. My favorite show is the news. But I hate them, I don't know what to do. I got a red hat on, they made in China. I hate Asians too. Especially those red dot Indians. I just drank a 12 pack of Pabst and washed it down with a bottle of Jack. I got a German short hair pointer. If I say so, he will attack. All I listen to is country music. I hate him and he hop and rap. That's the American way. That's the American way. Eat that barbecue and jambalaya soup. Have a heart attack any day. Hey, that's the American way. That's the American way. Free, dumb speech, but if I don't agree, you better watch what the fuck you say. Hey. Shit out of my face. I go to church, but I don't learn nothing. They want to turn our kids into gays. God up there must have made a mistake. I'm pro-life unless you're already living. I think that women should keep the baby if they get raped. Why the fuck would you say that? Because I love God so much with all my heart. Take a family trip to Walmart. Let's all pile inside the Chevrolet. I hope every Muslim incinerates. I think police should discriminate. Hot dogs and ketchup, my dinner plate tastes great. That's the American way. That's the American way. Eat that barbecue and jambalaya soup. Have a heart attack any day. Way. That's the American way. Free, dumb speech, but if I don't agree, you better watch what the fuck you say. Hey. Now, kids, what do we do if we see a protester in the street with a sign exercising his First Amendment right to freedom of speech?
We floor it.
That's right. We floor it.
This is Catastrophe.
used to live in England. I used to shop at Tesco's and buy meal deals. And I used to say, go Tesco's instead of go to Tesco's. I used to spend late nights with spoons, only the good ones. I used to live in England. I used to go to the Jacaranda and watch shitty bands and wanted to be Oasis. And I used to wish I had a bunch of rings like them. So then I bought a bunch of rings and I felt like a poser in an Urban Outfitters hoodie. I used to live in England. And for one summer I got super into garage music. So now I can be the guy in LA that says garage instead of garage. Even though I still have terrible taste in garage. Cause it was just one summer. I used to live in England. And I was signed to the same label that put out Skepta. Except when I first signed, I didn't know who that was. And I just pretended. Everyone around me told me it was cool. So I was like, oh, it must be cool. And I guess it was. I used to live in England. I used to say cheers whenever I went anywhere. But now when I hear an American say cheers, I think that's fucking weird. The worst is when they say mate. I never did that. Not once. I used to live in England. And everyone would always ask me, how's London? Even though I didn't live in London. I never understood that. Geography's not that hard. Just look at a map. Sometimes Americans are dumb. I used to live in England. No, really. I used to live there. I used to take the train from Liverpool to London for like £65. Was great. I used to live in England, and apparently Ross from 1975 liked my band, but I don't know if that's true. I never met him. Maybe it was. Who knows? Let's go with it. I used to live in England, and Ross from the 1975 said my band was the best band he'd ever heard in his entire life, and I was like, Ross, man, your band is pretty good too. I like that one song. I used to live in England. I used to live in England. Then I moved to Los Angeles. I was doing like an opposites thing. I don't know.
You are listening to RadioValencia.fm. This will work better if I point the microphone at my actual face. Hey. This has been a catastrophic start to the curated catastrophe this week. Tweaking some knobs, jiggling some wires. We have DJ Neo here who helped us out at the fundraiser we did over at the Greenhouse Gallery. He's considering getting a show here on the air, so I've been talking to him, which is why that was a particularly long set and also particularly sloppy. We kick things off, I think, at the top of the hour with That's the American Way by a band I've already forgot the name of. We heard Ice Cold Ice from Husker Du from Minneapolis. We heard a really long song called Sacrifice by Knob, who are a heavy psych band from England. that I saw in a pub last time I was there. And that was a 10-minute song that I hoped would last long enough for me to get my feet under me, but it didn't quite work. We heard Guard Dog by Snooper, No One's Listening by the Sadies, and then I Used to Live in England by Supermodel, which is another song that I found this week that I really like. It's funny, I don't normally go for the crank core, but that was a pretty good crank core, in my estimation. Anyway, I'm talking to Dio about when he can get some training shifts on. I think he tends to play dance music and stuff. And he's going to take over Thursdays from 8 to 10 p.m. before stimulus regression programming. So that'll be a good lead-in for that. I'm going to... Oh, Shay's out on an assignment this week. She's in, like, I'm going to call it adult school, where you have to go to school after you go to, an extended education or whatever. You have to go to classes after you're working for your school day. She's learned to weld, so she's going to be out for a few weeks, actually. Actually, we're going to skip next week because of the Super Bowl. We've learned through hard experience that after 14 years, there's no competing with the Super Bowl. Plus, plus there's parties and stuff to go to. So I will probably be at a Super Bowl party next week on the 8th. And then I think we're out on the 15th as well, because neither of us can be here for that. So we'll see you at the end of February. Hopefully. Hopefully we're all still here. This is brand new from Kneecap. And aside from that, I don't really know what I'm doing for the rest of the show, so we'll figure it out together on the Creative Catastrophe on RadioValencia.fm.
The one who took me in the politics. picked the wrong week to quit smoking. It's like I picked the wrong week to quit drinking. It's like I picked the wrong week to quit amphetamines. It's like I picked the wrong week to quit sniffing glue.
Right. answer. Everybody wants to know the truth. Me, I think I'm just a lazy bastard.
And we're back on the Curated Catastrophe on RadioValencia.fm. Bang a couple things around here while I'm getting my mic break ready to go. We're here with DJ Neo. Say hi.
What's up? What's up, everybody? How you guys doing? This is DJ Neo 24.
And you're going to take over Thursdays 8 to 10.
Yeah, I'm looking into it. You know, it'd be nice to get back on the airwaves and just like let everybody know, I'm still doing my thing and still playing music. It's still out here. And now